Good morning. Rain showers moved into the interior sections of New York and New England overnight last night. Temperatures, however, did not drop all that much, and most places are starting out from the middle 30s to lower 40s. There are a few exceptions in the northern part of New York, and especially in the mountains. Temperatures are closer to freezing, and there are a few reports of a little bit of sleet mixing in with the rain, and in the high peaks, even some wet snow, which is starting to coat the ground across the ski areas, and that extends over into Vermont. Otherwise, we'll continue to see scattered showers as a front approaches from the west during the day today. Temperatures will climb nicely as well, and most places will at least be in the 40s, with even some lower 50s out there by the middle and latter stages of the afternoon. We'll continue to see a few lingering showers during the evening, then we'll dry it out overnight tonight, with lows dropping back into the 20s and lower 30s on average. The wind will pick up as well overnight and continue to be gusty during the day tomorrow when we get a little taste of colder air moving in. Highs will be in the upper 30s to around 40, and with the moisture being pulled in from the Great Lakes, a few passing rain or snow showers. An Arctic surge will head our way Saturday night and especially during the day on Sunday. For this time of year, that means high temperatures will struggle to get out of the 20s. With the wind increasing to between 20 and 30 miles per hour, wind chill values will be closer to zero during the day. And with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll see a few passing flurries and snow showers. It'll continue to be cold on Monday, although modified a bit, back up into the lower 30s. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, with a weak disturbance passing through on Tuesday with a few snow showers and highs around 40. A system working its way along the southern tier of the nation will round the bend and work its way toward the coast on Tuesday night and Wednesday. Computer models are suggesting that this storm could make a close enough approach to bring some rain and snow to the region on Wednesday morning and into the afternoon for the big travel day. We'll continue to watch this situation unfold. Blustery and colder weather in store for us on Thanksgiving. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a highly amplified upper-level flow pattern will allow for a large trough to build over the central and eastern United States through the end of the week and into the weekend. That strong Arctic front will move southeastward from the plains to the Gulf Coast, with a secondary surge of Arctic air entering the northern United States through the weekend. A huge surface high behind the front will bring widespread sub-freezing temperatures from the Great Plains to the Ohio Valley, and lows will be in the single digits in teens. It'll also turn sharply colder way down into Texas and the Deep South through the weekend after that cold front clears through the region. The weather will be active from the desert southwest to the southern plains as the cold front settles southward. A concentrated area of moderate precipitation is expected to develop over the Four Corners region this afternoon as a pronounced upper-level low forms near Southern California. Deep moisture transport ahead of this feature interacting with the front will allow for periods of rain in the lower elevations of Arizona and New Mexico and snow for Utah and Colorado. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at 12:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Abu Musa Island in Iran at 1 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 10 miles visibility with snow showers and 27 degrees and a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 39 degrees, the dew point 35, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 21 below zero at Jordan and Poplar, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers in the upper 50s, Boston, showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, showers developing with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low, 16. The average temperature, 31, that's 7 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday, 52 hundredths for the month, which is 1.79 inches below normal. And 39.13 inches for the year, which is 3.69 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 497, that's 2 below normal. And 1,044 for the season, which is 100 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 30. the record high 70 set in 1931 and the record low 9 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain showers and some wet snow across the higher terrain today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers overnight tonight, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and relatively mild with rain showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and relatively mild with scattered rain showers today and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and showers today, relatively mild in the middle to upper 40s, cloudy with scattered rain showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers, relatively mild today, with highs in the upper 40s. A few showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight, with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder, with a few flurries and snow showers in the upper 30s to around 40. Much colder Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds, windy, with a few scattered snow showers only in the 20s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday, lower 30s. A few snow showers Tuesday around 40. A chance of rain and or snow on Wednesday in the mid-30s. And windy and colder with flurries on Thanksgiving Day, with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.